You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter Katie Laurel and her stunning new EP, From Here. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Katie Laurel didn't have the most obvious start for a singer-songwriter. In college, she studied the rather cumbersome French horn and somewhere during that time picked up the guitar and began setting her own thoughts and feelings to music. Now she has released her 8-song debut EP, From Here. Rockwired had a chance to speak to Katie regarding her process as a songwriter and recording in Nashville, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From the EP, From Here, this is Katie Laurel with Begin Again.
This is not the end. slow it down, turn around, we can begin again. Here we are, lesson learned, this is not the end. Let's slow it down, turn around, we can begin again. Here we are, lesson learned, this is not the end. Let's slow it down, turn around, we can begin again. Here we are, lesson learned, this is not the end. Let's slow it down, turn around, we can begin again. It's not too late, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. We can say this towel throw.
From her debut EP From Here, that was Katie Laurel with Begin Again. Visit Katie at her official website, www.katielaurel.com. I had a chance to speak with Katie regarding her new CD, and here's how the interview went.
Well, From Here is a great, sturdy little EP, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
You know, Brian, I'm really actually very proud of it, and it was my first time working with a big producer, and it was my first time recording anywhere outside of Denver, so I was just thrilled to be able to have the opportunity, and I'm very happy with the end result.
When you said you recorded outside of Denver, where did you record it?
I recorded it with Nielsen Hubbard in Nashville, at his East Nashville home studio, and we just had a great time. We really knocked the whole project out in about 10 days.
This is strange. I think you're like the third, you know, act this week that I've interviewed that's recorded in Nashville.
Well, it's a hotbed for recording and independent music, as well as the mainstream music industry, like the you know, the Christian and country industry is obviously very centered there, but there's a great little underground independent thing going on there as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've interviewed dozens that are from Nashville, so yeah. Talk about recording in Nashville. Describe that experience, you know, music capital and all that.
I think my situation there was probably a little different than the typical, where you walk into a glossy studio and kind of have all that at your fingertips. This was very indie and gritty and kind of down home in its approach, and I mean only the best by saying that. It was a perfect setting, and it was a great place to actually create magic with the music.
And who did you work with in terms of production?
It was Nielsen Hubbard, and he was formerly an artist on Adam Duritz's label previously, and he's now been a producer who's worked with a number of artists, including Glenn Phillips, the Toad the Wet Sprocket, Kate York, and Garrison Starr, among others. So I really felt like he was the perfect person to help encapsulate and capture the sound I was looking for, and I couldn't be happier with the end result.
And was it working with him what brought you to Nashville to record there? I mean, Denver's kind of a musical town, too, as well.
It is. There's a lot going on here musically.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like music is the language that people in Nashville speak possibly more fluently than Denver, and I mean nothing negative by saying that.
Of course
not. I just felt like going there was really going to help me get to the next level with the sound I was looking for.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, actually, when I was 5 years old, my parents took me to a party a friend of theirs had at their house, and this lady started playing Summertime from Porgy and Bess on the piano, and I just was enthralled with it. And I said, you know what, that's what I want to do. I want to play the piano. I want to learn to sing. I want to do all this. And so it was about 6 months to a year later, I started taking piano lessons, actually, with that same exact lady. And my parents took me to a lot of bluegrass festivals and concerts when I was a small child growing up. So I was constantly surrounded by really good music, and they were very encouraging in that aspect. So I started off with piano lessons. I started playing the French horn in fifth grade, took that to college, and picked up guitar somewhere in the middle, too. So it's just been a musical road all the way along.
I see. And what artists sort of influenced you in the musical direction that you're in now?
Possibly my biggest influence is starting off with the folk pop route that I've taken, would be Natalie Merchant, Sarah McLachlan, and a band from Cincinnati called Over the Rhine that's made up of Karen Berquist and Linford Detweiler. And they spend some time in New Mexico sometimes. I think they actually go over and do a songwriter workshop in Santa Fe. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. They have.
I've heard of the songwriting thing, and I've heard of Over the Rhine, actually. I just never heard any music.
Well, their music is very spiritual in nature, and it's obviously got a roots Americana folk flavor to it. But I think I took a lot of that, the meaning and the inspiration of the depth of lyricism from them, and I took a little more of a pop approach from some of the other bands and artists that I've listened to. And I'd say I love a lot of different artists for different reasons now. I even love artists in the pop country genre and in the pop genre. I appreciate a good song and a good performance, just about any type of music I can appreciate.
Well, with all this musical appreciation and all you learned in school and the French horn and all that, at what point did you decide to just sit down and start writing your own music? When did that happen?
I was actually partway through college, and I had a couple of friends who encouraged me to do that. I think I thought a lot about it and thought, well, all these friends I have can write songs. And I've been writing poetry since I was a younger child, and I'd also been writing or playing piano and obviously playing different instruments. So I thought, why on earth can't I just write some songs and try to put this together? And in some regards, I think I was a little jealous of my friends that had that knack, and I just decided somewhere in the middle of all that to try it. And at that point, I had a couple of friends who started writing with me, and I learned a lot from them initially, and then started getting involved in some folk rock groups in college and playing at some different venues and mostly coffee houses and things like that. And I was bitten with the bug. I was totally hooked on songwriting and performing. It's really fun.
Visit Katie at her official website, www.katielaurel.com. Here is Katie with the title track of her EP, From Here.
There's something in the air tonight, something more than moonlight. I can feel it in the wind, wrapping around my ears and skin, ears and skin. I can see the city lights faintly shining blue and white, and I feel like giving in to the questions in my head again, in my head again. Is this real? Deep and wide from my point of view.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is proud to present the January Artist of the Month, the Jesus Rehab, and their CD, The Highest Highs and the Lowest Lows. Never before has love and life sounded this electrified, or this quirky, as evidenced by the songs Memories Are Better Than Photographs, Running in Place, and the irresistible pop of If It Feels Good, It Is Good. Armed with frenetic arrangements and irony that could put Shel Silverstein to shame, this is a collection of songs worthy of repeated plays on the old iPod. Visit the band at www.thejesusrehab.com. The highest highs and the lowest lows from The Jesus Rehab. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Online radio that rocks. Cast your vote for Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. This month's nominees are In Like, a little, but it's never Lousy Robot, no. Adam Rader, Brennan Dillon, Distorted Fate, Of God and Science, and $11 Life. Vote for your favorite artist right here at rockwired.com. Polls will close January 30th, 2011, and the winner will be announced on February 2nd. You can only vote once, so make your vote count right here at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today we're giving it up for Katie Laurel and her debut EP, From Here. Rockwired caught up with the Denver-based singer-songwriter, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about doing it?
Well, for me, Brian, I think it's more of just kind of an unconscious... How would you say this? Like you said, if it can be explained. Some things incubate, like you think about them for a while and they kind of stir around in your subconscious and in your mind, and eventually maybe a melody comes to you, or maybe a song idea or a lyric idea or a hook, and then I just start building something around that framework. I sit down and I take the time that it takes to flesh it out. And some songs come really fast. They come out in 10, 15, 20 minutes. Some take days of reworking to try to finally pin down the idea that it was that I had a slight glimpse of, and that's why I think that there's definitely a spiritual nature to songwriting, and that the inspiration often comes from somewhere else, and to me that would be spiritually, say for instance, I believe in God, and I believe that we are given as artists a gift to possibly co-create something with Him, or sort of channel some sort of creative energy.
With that being said, what songs off the EP resonate for you the most, and why?
I think on the EP, probably my favorite songs on there actually would be From Here, which is the title track, and that's very much a questioning, like, spiritually based song that's asking questions about our existence and our purpose in being here, and ultimately arrives at the conclusion that no, this isn't all there is, and life is worthwhile, and we actually are on our way to possibly a different or better existence. And then Piece of the Moon, which happens to be something that I started thinking about. My fiancé and I have both had our grandmothers pass away when we were about 5 years old, so we had a lot of things to think about that at a very young age. And somehow, in the last few months, I started thinking about that concept of missing that person and kind of not really getting to know them through your entire life, because I have a couple of surviving grandparents that I've gotten to know even as an adult and build a relationship with. I never had that opportunity with my grandmother who passed away when I was 5, and so that song is kind of about missing that person and hoping that they're in a better place and maybe someday we'll get to see them again. So obviously some deeper topics on those songs.
And talking about live shows, how have they been going?
I love to perform live. I definitely enjoy the opportunity. Like there's always some sort of spontaneity involved with live performance, and having an audience there that interacts with you creates something different every single time it happens. So while I don't perform live possibly as much as some of the other touring acts out there and even indie artists that are on the road, I love the opportunity that I have to share with the people at the time that I do perform live. So I do have a couple of good shows coming up in Denver. I'm looking forward to sharing and putting together a really great band to kind of recreate the EP as closely as possible. And I love the audience interaction and feeling like the music in the spontaneity of that moment and creating it creates an experience that's only going to happen at that moment and it's never going to be exactly the same ever again.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this EP?
I hope that people come away from this EP feeling that they've been, just touched by a little bit of beauty in their day, and hopefully that I was able to bring that to them. And possibly that they may have some sort of emotion because of it, and it may somehow help them through wherever they're at in their life. So that really is a very strong meaning of music for me, is touching people and helping them relate to some experience that they're going through that I've possibly gone through myself. It means different things for different people, of course.
Visit Katie at her official website, www.katielaurel.com. From her EP From Here, this is Katie Laurel once more with Piece of the Moon.
The stars hang by a thread. In the sky above my bed, silver and gold like you told me they'd be. Now I see my heart beats out a song. And I sigh, my breath sings along. Closing my eyes, I can feel the tide rise inside me. Shine through like a piece of the moon. The night whispers your name. When I dream, I see your face. when you're surrounded by light. Now I see heaven is holding your hand. You're running barefoot on pure white, beautiful sand. And I look for you to shine through like a piece of the moon. I miss you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Katie Laurel and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
And our mattresses are gray with years, are passing out in our streets.